This is Ozarks at Large. Sleepy LaBeef died the day after Christmas. He was a legend, not just in his native Arkansas, but around the world. In fact, many of his most ardent and loyal supporters for decades could be found in Switzerland, or England, or Germany, or Cleveland, Boston, Japan, Australia, everywhere. He was born near Smackover, Arkansas, one of 10 children. He would later live in the Boston area, but eventually he moved back to Arkansas. A couple of years ago, Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth was at Sleepy's home, recording an interview for another public radio station with Sleepy, when the musician gave a brief, impromptu autobiography with guitar in hand for Daniel.
Born in 1935, July the 20th, in Thomas LaBeef. But about the name Sleepy's because I look sleepy. I look like about half awake. But Columbia changed it from Sleepy LaBeef to Sleepy LaBeef. LaBeef is easier to say than LaBeef. LaBeef's the same French word, you know. And I was with Columbia Records, though, from 64 to 68. Like I say, I was born in 1935. By the time I was 12 years old, 1947, about 12 years old, I got my first guitar, traded a 22 rifle for it. About a week, I was learning to play rhythm. 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a month, I was learning to pick the melody out, play lead. And it's debatable how good it is, but I enjoyed doing it anyway. It's American roots. Country, bluegrass, western swing, the 50s rock and roll or rockabilly, yeah, and gospel, the old time hand clapping, foot stomping gospel songs, yeah. But by doing what I was doing, when I got my first recording contract, I began to get to play fairs, and street fairs, and things like that, churches, and from there, I went to Nashville, and they began to book me most all over the world, you know, USA and Europe, Australia, Japan. So it took me a lot of places. I hadn't made a lot of money, but I had a lot of fun.
Sleepy LaBeef at his home in Northwest Arkansas a couple of years ago, talking with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth. By our research, Sleepy never had a Billboard chart single crack the top 40, but that didn't matter. His fans flocked to see him whenever he got near because of his energy, his charisma, and his ability to seemingly know the music and words to every cool song ever written. A profile in Esquire magazine dubbed him the human jukebox. He could start a set with a rockabilly chestnut and, with his band, move seamlessly into another song, say, "These Boots Are Made for Walking," without even 1 second of space between the two. Then move to another, say, Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line, again, without missing a beat. And that might continue, no lie, for 3 hours. No break, no pause, just a multi-hour medley of great music. By 1998, Sleepy had moved to Northwest Arkansas, and in February of that year, he came to our old studio on Dixon Street to talk to us about his career. He also told us about the first time he realized he had an amazing voice, like a cannon shot dipped in molasses.
I guess I suspected it. My parents, once in a while, I'd be talking a little too much, and they'd say, "Hush up, boy. You're talking too loud." So maybe.
Now, you grew up in Smackover?
Actually, 7 miles out of Smackover on the Mount Holly Road, out of gravel road and turn left, Kyle, and go down about a mile, little old country road back there on a 40-acre farm.
And what did you grow up listening to?
Well, I guess I was fortunate. We could hear XCRF in Del Rio, Texas, at Mexican border station. They played everything. I could hear the Louisiana Hayride in Shreveport, the Grand Ole Opry out of Nashville, Tennessee, and the blues out of Chicago, and Bob Wills' Western Swing out of Texas. So a cross-section of all of it. That's where my appreciations lie.
And you can tell that listening to your music as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do one thing all night long. I like to mix it up. That's why we call it American roots music. It's, you know, I don't see a lot of difference between Hank Williams and Howlin' Wolf. You know, if you got your heart into it and you give your all in a performance, the people usually appreciate it.
Now, when you were growing up, you also heard a lot of good gospel music.
Oh, yes. That's the roots, really, of the big beat music, was that foot-stomping, hand-clapping gospel beat. that I think is mostly from South Arkansas and Louisiana and Texas this way, you know, and I grew up with that. That's what I first learned to play, was the old Martha Carson, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, all this good stuff.
You heard it in church?
Oh, yes, there also. Yeah, I first learned to play guitar in church.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A little country church out of Norflet, Arkansas. And I would sit there on the bench by Deacon Vernie McGee. He had it was a forerunner of the Gibson guitar. What was that thing called? It was not a Gibson, but it was a forerunner before. He had an old guitar, and I admired that thing. I don't know where it's at today, but I'd watch him make those chords, and before you know it, I'd be making them just like him. He was a lot of influence on me. And then, I'd listen to these other guitar players. I guess we all listen to Chet Atkins and Merle Travis, you know.
His fans would keep track of each song they heard Sleepy perform live and then share those lists on the web, of course, but before that, on yellow legal pads that they would bring to his shows. By fans' estimates, there were at least 6,000 songs he had performed live. But as he told us during that 1998 conversation, only the fans had a list. He never did.
I know as many as I need to know in many directions. You know, the blues, the country, the rock and roll, the hillbilly, the bluegrass, gospel, whatever.
Every show different?
Yes, it is. It's never planned. We don't write down a list or anything like that.
There's no set list whatsoever?
Spontaneous.
Even the opening song, is that?
Even the opening song. Many times I will start off with Sister Rosetta Tharpe's Strange Things Happening.
Some folks away, there are strange things happening every day. Oh, every day.
That gets to be a habit because it's a song I enjoy doing, and you know, and it, in a way, it's paying tribute to the original big beat that so many of us know today and appreciate. And so many times I will open with that, but it could be good rock and boogie, you know, or whatever.
When do you have an idea of?
Of what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Of what I'm performing in one song, many times I'll think of avenues maybe with four or five other songs that would fit. So I'll jump on one of those, and that one will remind me of four or five others, so I don't run out of material.
You ever stop to think how many miles you've traveled?
We was talking about that the other day. We was talking about, what is it, about 250,000 miles to the moon? We've probably been there and back a couple of times, you know.
All these places you've been and visited, and you're back in Arkansas.
Well, you can't beat Arkansas. Arkansas's, you know, for me, that's my roots. That's where I grew up. And you can look at the map. Now, we were working out of the northeast, the Boston, Massachusetts area for a few years. But if we go to California, that takes over 2 months to tour across the USA to California and back. And I looked at the map and said, it only makes sense. Arkansas is more centrally located. Now, that way I can travel to the east, to the west, north and south. And that's how our schedule has been. You know, we made, like, I think about 2 months ago, we were in Key West, Florida. And we come back from Key West. We did the House of Blues. We did a sit-down gig there for 7 nights at the House of Blues in Orlando, Disney World. And we come back up by way of Miami, and Edgar Winters getting back on the scene. Mm-hmm. We did a concert with him.
Sleepy was a giant in music and in life. He stood about 6'6", 7 inches tall. And he was as friendly and as approachable as a person could be. If you saw Sleepy at the grocery store, he'd come and say hello to you first before you could get to him. Sleepy will not be forgotten for a long, long time, and boy, did he love to play music. This is from that visit Daniel Carruth had with him a couple of years ago. It's Sleepy doing what he did best, playing. Move the cup. Sleepy LaBeef died the day after Christmas. This is Ozarks at Large.
Yeah, a little rusty there, but that's the idea.